Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am the Crypto Crow, and I'll be right back with a paid ICO review that I actually plan to invest in. So, how you like that? I'll be right back. Hold a gang. I was actually listening to that video the other day. So I'm actually a little frustrated right now. For a lot of reasons. But one is because there's this huge confusion with, we'll just call it a HEX-related coin. Named HEX something. And the people who've been helping me with my booking got something all kinds of screwed up. And at the last minute, I'm like supposed to knock out this little feature. And they had already paid and everything. And then I'm like, I'm literally recording the video right now. I'm like, this is shit. This is a shit coin. Like, I'm like going through it. The graphics are already done. Everything's done. And I'm just like, I'm just going to give them their money back. I don't even want to talk about this coin on my channel. And so I've literally started this whole video again. I'm like, I'm just leaving them out of it. And I'm just focusing on the good stuff. Really frustrating, I gotta say. Complete waste of time. And, you know, everybody knows that there are certain things on my channel I just won't touch. I don't care how much you pay me. And look, if your ICO page reads like it was written by a four-year-old and you're trying to get money from people, think again, especially on my channel. So, yeah, you know who you are. You're gonna get your money back. I don't even want to touch you with a 10-foot pole. You almost got through, I'm just not even going to do it. So anyway, card stack. So this is a paid review, but I actually really like this. And I am looking to try and score an allocation, even though, like everything else now, even as an accredited investor, you can't invest in card stack in the USA. And it's a load of crap. I will tell you that now. It's a load of crap. And I asked these guys, I'm like, why? Like, what? Because it's becoming a bigger trend. I don't know what's happening. More and more ICOs don't even want to touch accredited investors now in the United States. And they're all blaming it on the SEC. And I actually had a private conversation with the CEO of a major ICO that sold out in minutes. And he was like, dude, it's going to get worse, man. Like, the SEC is ruining everything. Like, you can't, nobody wants to deal with them. Nobody wants to deal with all of the BS that you have to go through to work with people in the United States. And that's a huge problem. It is an absolutely huge problem. So, I'm like really frustrated. So I'm trying to figure out if there's any possible way that I can invest in this, and I'll explain why. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to close Telegram because Heather's blowing me up, and I've got so much to do. I'm leaving for New York tomorrow, and I'm trying to get a bunch of stuff pre-recorded and scheduled for delivery throughout the week, if at all possible. It's already 5 o'clock Eastern time. The entire family's going to be home in 2 hours. I've been researching for the past 6 hours, doing all kinds of stuff, and my head's about to pop. It almost did. It got cut off right there. So here's one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to play this video. Now, this is a 10-minute video. I'm not going to play the entire thing, but I do want to get you guys kind of acquainted with what this protocol is. While I don't think it's really 100% necessary, I think the fact that it exists, it means it will get used, and I do think that there's a need for it. So let's play this, and I'll be watching it with you.
CardStack is building the experience layer of the decentralized internet. We believe that orchestrating cohesive user experiences across the blockchain and the cloud is essential to bringing decentralization to the mass market. The App Store era turns software features into standalone native apps, which usually do not communicate with each other and require users to choose between multiple overlapping features to form their workflows. As software moves to the cloud, users need to manage multiple subscriptions to cloud-based software as a service or SaaS products and choose the right plan to optimize cost across all the needed features. The emergence of blockchain and decentralized apps, also known as dApps, exacerbated the situation by requiring users to acquire and manage the supply of utility tokens for each of the functions making up their software stack. To solve the problem of application silos, we need to reorient the vertical silos to horizontal layers so that native apps, cloud apps, and blockchain dApps can form a future software stack that combines the best qualities of each of the software era's approaches. Savvy users are already learning to work with multiple apps across their devices, cloud, and blockchains to fulfill their needs. Human ingenuity will continue to close any gaps left between the technologies. To usher in the age of mass market adoption of decentralized technologies, CardStack is building a new experience layer that helps users orchestrate their interactions across the dApps they use in an open ecosystem.
All right, so that's about all we need to look. I mean, it's a 10-minute video. If you're interested in watching the entire thing, be my guest. It's very educational, very informative. But that's basically what this is in a nutshell. CardStack is an open source framework and consensus protocol that makes blockchains usable and scalable for the mass market, creating a decentralized software ecosystem that can challenge today's digital superpowers. So basically what they're saying is that you have all of these dApps and programs and all of these different protocols and applications and everything that run on different blockchains. And these guys ultimately want to be kind of the middleman that connects. So like, you know, if I want to run this application on this blockchain, well, I have to use their token, right? And then if I want to use this one, I have to use their token. If I want to use that, I have to use their token. These guys are basically trying to unify everything using their protocol, which basically means, you know, you can use our token and ultimately accomplish whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. Just using one token instead of having to maintain a whole bunch of them. And from a development standpoint, I think that's very solid. And the bigger things get as the cryptocurrency space moves forward, I think stuff like this is going to be a godsend for a lot of people. So, you know, I dig this. Let's see here. Looking at the one page. CardStack is a revolutionary experience layer that makes blockchain technology usable and scalable, creating a decentralized software ecosystem that can challenge today's digital superpowers. So you can read through all of this stuff. It's not too difficult to understand. I mean, it's written in a way that, you know, it's pretty easy to grasp. You've got end users, developers, analytic miners. You have multiple layers on how this whole thing is going to work. You have the Ethereum blockchain, ecosystem token, so card, aggregation protocol, Tally, app framework, CardStack Hub, and then the next-gen blockchain applications. Features and benefits. For end users, you can mix and match multiple dApps in cloud apps. Create amazing new workflow and app combinations using CardStack Hub. Use one token, card, that forms retainer agreements with all the services you need. Keep your data sovereign or transmit it anywhere easily with our card-based user experience. Get started quickly with fiat currency. No crypto expertise required. It almost kind of reminds me of it's difficult to explain it this way, but at face value, you know, without understanding the technology, it's almost like one of those if this then that kind of applications. You know, where, but it's actually not like that. I'm not even sure what I'm thinking. For developers, use our comprehensive SDK to build powerful, beautiful, extensible apps. Access a deep library of powerful drop-in functionality. Improve your app experience using CardStack's off-chain aggregation. Get paid fairly by our community-run payment and governance algorithm. Get reimbursed for your material costs. keep things 100% open source. So that's all very good. Now, for analytic miners, do the useful work of powering community run algorithms that create a fair distribution of wealth. Help protect the system against outliers, bad faith actors, and spam. Earn fees in the form of card stack tokens that can be held or circulated back into the ecosystem. Get compensated via a sortition scheme that prevents single parties controlling the reward function. So that's that. So now I'm going to look at the token metrics, because I, as an idea, I like this. As a technology, I like it. They have a functional prototype right now, which is a very big deal. So let's look at things. So it's a protocol. So they get a point for being a protocol. The tech, is it necessary? It's not necessarily necessary, but I think it serves a very valid and strong purpose that I think is going to continue to grow in demand as more and more dApps and applications and other things are, you know, starting to pop up. You figure 100 plus, let's just call it 130 different ICOs every single month, each of which is launching their own application or platform or protocol or whatever. To have something like CardStack be able to kind of connect you to everything using one, you know, it's almost like, you know what? I was thinking if this and that. I would kind of look at CardStack like a universal translator, if anything. You know, being able to take, you know, one language and communicate fluently with others. I think that's probably the best way of summing that up in a nutshell. The team is very good. I was looking at them pretty thoroughly earlier today. The advisors are solid. They do have a functional prototype. Now, their total supply is steep. It's so they say 6 billion, but it's actually 10 billion total supply by 2028. The immediate total supply is only 6 billion, but it's still pretty substantial, okay? There's a lot of supply. However, 2 billion of those tokens are going to be available at ICO. They didn't get points for either of those, but they do get points for price because they're basically like one penny. It's like 0.017 cents. So they get a point for that. Their soft cap is much lower, but their hard cap is $35 million. So they got a point for that. The highest bonus, which I thought is very fair for something like this, they're looking at a 10% presale bonus, which isn't anything crazy. The pulse is pretty solid. Their community, their social community is pretty strong and growing. I trust these guys to do the project. They get a 10. So, you know, really, I think beyond just the token metrics itself, I like where this is going. And so I definitely, I am interested actually in an allocation and getting involved with this, because I think that the questions that this company answers is going to be asked more and more as we continue to grow into the crypto space, and there's wider adoption into the mainstream, and having access to something like this, I think, is going to help a lot of people. And so let's see what this is real quick. What's this to see? Oh wow, this is an hour and 14 minutes. No. Yeah, it is.
Hello everybody. Today, we're going to talk about the experience layer of the decentralized internet. I'm Chris C. I'm the founding director of the CardStack project. So we're going to cover quite a bit of number of topics. We're going to begin talking about the problems. You know, what about the application market or app or software market today that makes way for the possibility that decentralization becomes not only an important tool, but also an
I won't struggle through that whole thing with you. That's an hour-long video. It's an hour and 14 minutes. So, but I did want you to kind of hear him a little bit, and you could just tell. I mean, the guy's sharp. So yeah, you know, check this thing out. That is my advice. If you're not in the U.S., take a close look at this thing. I think it's something that, you know, obviously I didn't get super super deep into every little element on this, but you know, I'm sure I'm probably going to be following up with these guys soon. And, you know, I don't know. I'm hoping I'm able to get an allocation. I'm not going to lie. Partners and advisors, Bitcoin Suisse, that's funny. But yeah, check them out. See if you're interested. You can sign up now for the KYC whitelisting. It is open, and but you know, I think Canada, you're fine. United States, you cannot. I don't even remember exactly. The cat is just driving me nuts. I know she wants food, and all she does is eat. So anyway, so that's that for a card stack review. I just short and I mean, look, I want it. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to try and get involved. Check it out if you have any questions that weren't answered in the review. And if you want to watch the full-length videos, I suggest you do that. I watched this one. I watched this whole thing earlier. I have not watched the entire hour-long interview yet. I just do not have the time, but I do plan on doing that soon. There's a lot of stuff that was kind of thrown in my face today that I have to get done quickly. So, yeah, that's it for now, folks. I'm going to schedule this. It's probably going to publish. Well, today is... What is today? Today's Tuesday, so you'll probably see this video tomorrow on Wednesday. I'll try to schedule it around 3 p.m. And I've got some other stuff that I'm going to have come out here very soon. So until next time, folks, crow your coins, and I'll see you very soon. Thanks.